the leadership, the character, the extreme self-discipline and soulfulness that Tony Dungy showed during that aftermath, during the funeral, during those first few weeks and months after his son's death, that convinced this team to bring on a level of loyalty and commitment that they'd never had before.
I think they were pretty loyal to Dungy before that. I think it kind of melded after that. But no, Tony is such a good person. People will walk through fire for him. And I think that was the case before. I think it became public after the death of James that was the case. But he is such a unique and unusual person to be coaching an NFL team. You remember the stories of the Vermeils and the Joe Gibbs sleeping in cots in their office at night and sure. Trying to outwork the next guy, getting in at 5 in the morning and leaving at 11 o'clock at night. Tony Dungy still drives his kids to school every day, and then he goes into work. I mean, football for him is a job. It's not his life.
How could he do that? This is the NFL, Rick.
Unbelievable. This is what he does for a living. He does not define himself as a football coach. He defines himself as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to bring a sense of balance to the team, that they don't get too low, they don't get too high. What about Bill Polian? Let's first start with Len on this. Bill Polian with three or four losses in Super Bowls back when he was with Buffalo. He puts together this team. He knows that Tony can be the answer. What do you think this means to a Bill Polian?
I don't know. I think he's one of the best general managers in the league, if not in the history of the league. Look what he has done. You know, Buffalo did go to four straight Super Bowls. I know they didn't win one, but and then who else did he put together? Carolina?
Yes,
and
Carolina.
Then the Colts, he put that together where they're, you know, look at their record. I know they didn't win, you know, the championship games, but my goodness, you know, how about getting there? I mean, that's part of the deal. He's put the people on the field that are capable of winning it all, and I think he's done a marvelous job.
Like, I think what he's done, it's threefold. It's Manning, it's Dungy, and it's Polian. It's legacy. None of these guys had rings. All of them had rings. All of them needed rings to basically legitimize all that they've done, and all of them got the ring last night.
You know what I kept
Rick,
hearing all the
team,
time in post-game was organization. This is great for our organization. Tony Dungy's talking about that, not just the players, but he's talking about everybody involved. And did he not invite everybody down in the organization for the Super Bowl?
I believe that's correct.
That's what it sounded like, yes.
Yeah, they brought a couple plane loads. And I'll tell you, at the press conference this morning, he was talking about, often mentioned that, you know, the our city, our fans, and we're going to be there for parade, and we don't care if it's 13 below. The parade's today, and we want you all there. I mean, they did it for themselves and for their city.